Hey, welcome to the Market Adventures podcast, where you hear life-changing financial concepts simplified in a way that just makes sense. I'm your host, Alex Cunningham, and I believe that everyone should be able to participate and secure their financial future through the stock market. But it won't be easy, so let's do it together. In this episode, we're going to talk about the number one step, the very first step every trader needs to take before doing anything in the stock market. But before we jump in, let me just remind you that I'll be doing a $50 giveaway at the end of this month. You can enter to win by joining the Discord and filling out the listener questionnaire I put in the giveaway channel. Or just go to marketadventures.co/giveaway. That's marketadventures.co/giveaway. Let's get into today's episode. First, we've got to give a shout out to our biggest sponsor, Anchor.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, so the first step, the very first step is accepting responsibility, right? I mean, maybe you would have thought it was open a brokerage. Maybe you would have thought it was make a list of five companies, which we've talked about before, but make a list of companies you already invest, you already believe in, you already know. Maybe you would have thought of, maybe you should save money. Maybe you should find a financial advisor. Nope. The very first thing is accepting responsibility. Before you do anything, you have to believe that every outcome that you receive once you enter the market from here on out are generated by you and not the market. You want to put yourself in a frame of mind where the market itself just acts and you never blame the market for anything, right? This is the key. This is key. And you can read more about this in depth about the psychology in a book, Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. He takes this idea and does compress it into a very well-written book, but it's a psychological factor that's made many men and women go broke trading stocks and also made many men and women be rich and live off their stock market trading, right? And now this is a key that's not just in its impact on how you trade, right? But, you know, what is the aftermath like, right? It's not about what you do in your trading plan, but your ability to bounce back from losses with the right attitude or experience a win with the right attitude. How do you feel once you get a result from the market? That's the key, right? A lot of new investors go into the market with expectations, but that's a mistake. The market doesn't owe us anything. Remember what the market is, right? Step back. The market is a collection of individuals and machines. To have any expectation that the market owes you money based on whatever strategy you use when you reach for that money would be like expecting all of those people and machines to collectively work for your benefit. Think about that. Expecting millions of individuals to act in your best interest. Now flip it over. Would you put a trade on to fulfill another trader's desires? Would you enter the market just to make somebody else happy? Right? Every investor invests for their own interest, right? And for that, the market itself, which is a collection of all those people, acts in its own best interest. So you, as a trader, you have to do and think the same, right? You have to make your moves with the acceptance that your wins and losses are a result of your interpretation of market information and your execution of your plan to extract profit, right? By taking responsibility, you allow yourself to see the many other opportunities that exist even after that trade is over. If you make yourself a victim, like a child, you won't accept that there are many more opportunities because the provider of the opportunities, the market, has done you wrong. So your trust and your confidence gets reduced. And so your effectiveness as a trader gets reduced as well. Taking responsibility gives you the power to move past that instance, right? Past that trade, and find the other opportunities because you haven't been wronged by anybody, right? You haven't attributed any emotion to the market. Therefore, the profit potentials that it can offer you remains available to you. So now here's the crazy part, Learning more about the market, fundamental, technical analysis alike, won't do anything to help your success, right? Going and buying a winning trading plan that promises 90% winning trades, right? Like you see on YouTube ads, that won't help with your success, right? Without this first step of taking responsibility. Trust me, I've tried. And that's a big part of how this show, Market Adventures, began, right? I was giving market information, tips and tricks, but I realized that wasn't enough and that I had to give you a little bit more, right? When you know a whole lot about a thing, right? And that thing still has power over you, right? Like the market, right? I've learned a lot about the market. But if it still has power over me, then that results in my inability to act on the information, right? Now, what has happened to me too many times to count is analyzing a situation in the market correctly, right? I've got it. And identifying an opportunity to enter and exit at a profit, only to not take the trade. And you guessed it, the trade goes exactly as I hypothesized it would, right? Knowing a bunch of stuff doesn't matter if the market still has a hold on you. When you see these indicators cross and you think it's going to go up, but you have that little bit of fear, your fear finds a candlestick. Your fear finds lack of volume. Your fear finds something else that makes you hesitate on taking the trade. That's that underlying fear because you've given the market the power. Now, once you realize you're paralyzed, you'll start making trades more freely and recklessly, which is what I did as well, right? When I realized, man, I'm hesitating, but it went my way, I just started clicking go, you know, buy. I just started clicking into trades because it was that easy. And now the cycle is a result, right? I end up in a cycle of revenge, recklessness, and depression. That's why this is the first step. Taking responsibility is so important because without it, you can't identify opportunities. And when you do, you're paralyzed by fear and doubt and other emotions that successful traders don't have. So if you're new to trading, or maybe you haven't had the success you wanted, despite the amount of research you've done, maybe this isn't your first stock market podcast you've come across and you're looking for fast news or trading tips or whatever, take a moment and look at yourself. Have you truly accepted responsibility for every action and every result? Do you find yourself projecting your emotions on the market and having high expectations both of yourself as a trader, but also expectations of the market and what you think you should get based on what you're doing, right? This key can't be ignored. I know I've been through that, and even to this day, I have to work on that mental side of trading even before reading any charts. So I will check out the book, Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. It's a really good book that kind of takes what I'm saying here today, but it also goes down to the roots, right? It helps you dig out and find that trader within yourself to find those moments where you're not taking responsibility and you lack confidence and you have doubt in yourself. Despite knowing so much about the market, you still can't find success. That book is really, really good about that, addressing that psychology. But from this episode, take from me that first step, right? That all important step, and you'll notice a change in your trading almost right away. So, if you were in a stream last night, you know, that's it for this episode. If you were in the stream last night, we identified some great opportunities for trades this week and some potential setups for the coming weeks. We'll talk about it in the Discord, but make sure you check out my streams. And you know, you can ask questions there and find setups live and see what I'm looking at. But let's make some money this week. Until we speak again, remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's financial challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.